AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. ABC has suspended Jimmy Kimmel's late-night show indefinitely. This follows comments he made about the death of Charlie Kirk. And today, President Trump is meeting with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer. This comes after a day of royal pomp and pageantry in the United Kingdom. In his talks with Trump, Starmer will promote a new UK-US technology agreement that the British government hopes will help show that their transatlantic bond remains strong, despite differences over Ukraine, the Middle East, and the future of NATO. No U.S. president or any other world leader has ever had the honor of a second U.K. state visit. And AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports Trump says he's going to designate Antifa as a terrorist group.
Antifa is terrible.
President Trump asked by a reporter Monday if he would designate Antifa as a domestic terror organization.
I would do that 100%, and others also, by the way.
Now he's amplifying that with a social media post calling Antifa a sick, dangerous, radical left disaster and saying he'll designate it as a major terrorist organization. On Monday, he added,
I've been speaking to the Attorney General about bringing RICO against some of the people that you've been reading about that have been putting up millions and millions of dollars for agitation. These aren't protests. These are crimes, what they're doing.
Trump raised the idea in 2020 in the midst of the George Floyd protests, but then FBI Director Christopher Wray told lawmakers Antifa is an ideology, not an organization, and lacks the hierarchical structure that would usually allow it to be designated as a terror group. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And yesterday, as expected, the Federal Reserve cut its interest rate by a quarter point. The central bank projected it would lower its benchmark rate twice more this year, reflecting a growing concern over the U.S. job market. This is AP News. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports New Jersey has become the 14th state to allow human composting.
New Jersey now has an alternative to burial or cremation, composting of human bodies. Democratic Governor Phil Murphy signed the legislation last week. It authorizes a practice called natural organic reduction, which involves putting a body into a large tank that also holds straw, wood chips, and other natural materials. The human remains and organic materials mix with warm air and are periodically turned until the body is reduced to a soil-like material that can then be given to the dead person's family. Opponents argue human composting is disrespectful or goes against traditional religious beliefs. I'm Julie Walker.
More on this and other stories at APNews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.